USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Wildfires dominate the news in Wisconsin and North Dakota. Wisconsin is in a state of emergency Monday after increased wildfire risk, with more than 300 blazes having already been reported this year. More than 1,400 acres have been burned in Wisconsin. Dry conditions and high winds have caused a fire to spread in the Theodore Roosevelt National Park and burn more than 3,000 acres in North Dakota. This blaze started just days after another fire threatened the city of Medora. The Biden administration will participate in multilateral negotiations Tuesday over the fate of the Iran nuclear deal. American and Iranian negotiators will not hold direct talks, but both countries will have diplomats in Austria for the meetings.
A Director Grossi offered a proposal for Iran to address unanswered concerns. We also recognize that the Director General has put forward a realistic schedule, which we understand Iran has accepted.
Ned Price from the State Department, USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals, bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
A Rasmussen poll says less than a majority of respondents are convinced that former Minneapolis cop Derek Chauvin should be found guilty of killing George Floyd last Memorial Day. The National Phone and Web Survey found that 48% of likely U.S. voters said Chauvin should be found guilty. 21% disagreed, while 31% said they weren't sure. The poll of 1,000 likely voters was done March 30th and 31st and has a margin of error of 3 percentage points. Vice President Kamala Harris was tasked last month with leading efforts to address migration at the southern border, where the nation is facing a humanitarian crisis amid a surge of masses coming to the states. 2 weeks later and no visits, no communication from frontline workers, and no action to address the crisis. According to Harris's office, she'll work closely with various cabinet members. The man accused of trying to extort $25 million from Representative Matt Gaetz's family admitted Monday that he asked the congressman's dad for cash, but denied it was a shakedown. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Rental car companies sold a majority of their inventory when lockdowns were the normal in America. Now the industry is scrambling to keep up with demand. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Thinking you'll rent a car for your next trip? Well, think again. Shortages are slamming the United States right now, and industry insiders say the problem is only growing worse, much worse. The high demand translated into rates between $200 and $300 for a compact car, with many airport rental agencies completely out of inventory.
This is a perfect storm on multiple fronts because the car rental companies sold off their inventories when a year ago no one was leaving their homes. And now that demand is coming back, they simply just can't get cars quick enough.
Brian Kelly, founder of PointsGuy.com, speaking there on ABC News. Kelly also telling ABC News if you are able to find a car, you will pay.
We're seeing in general a 30% increase in car rental rates, and in some markets like Hawaii and Florida, we're seeing up to 300% increases. So you're looking at $250 and up in some markets. So the cost of your car can be way more than your flight these days.
Car rental market size growth between 2016 and 2021 is down 12.1%. NCAA March Madness has crowned a winner. Monday, the Baylor Bears beat Gonzaga 86-70 to win their first ever national championship. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.